Now, it won't be the same without the kids in front of me, but I wanted to offer up a little children's talk this Sunday morning. For those of you guys that remember the Sunday of Easter Sunday when I had all the stuffed animals gathered here, I'm just imagine that the stuffed animals are still with me. They are my audience that I can see, but I know that you are here with me in spirit. Now, I want to ask you a very important question this morning. What is your favorite food? Now, I know a couple of you, I know what your favorite foods are. I know that for Audrey, cheese, of course, is one of her favorites. For others, it might be sweets or pizza or spaghetti or whatever. I want you to think about your favorite food. And I want you to think about, does it taste better when you eat it by yourself or when you eat it with someone you love? Think about that for a moment. I know that cheese or whatever you love is delicious, and eating it is wonderful no matter what. But I imagine that, say you ate a cheese pizza with your grandma, your grandpa, or one of your best friends, or your mom or dad, or with all the other kids at Joy Kids Club. How much better and how much more fun is having that meal? You see, today's gospel lesson, it's about a lot of things. First and foremost, of course, it's about Jesus again revealing himself several times after he rose from the dead and became a physical body and spirit in the world to reveal himself to the disciples. He showed himself in different ways at different times and to different people. And today he shows himself by just showing up on a walk between two disciples. There were two disciples that were just sort of strolling along, making their way towards a city called Emmaus, which is about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were walking along, and all of a sudden Jesus walked up to them as if he was just going the same way. And they didn't know who it was. They did not recognize him. And that's a whole other conversation that we might want to have another time. But they didn't recognize him until, here's one of the coolest parts, until they had a meal together. Only in that moment did they see that it was Jesus Christ himself. You see, kids, there's something special about meals. Not only is food wonderful, let's be honest. You know Pastor Brian loves himself some food. But what I love more than anything is eating that food with people I love. It makes the food taste better. It makes the occasion more powerful, more enjoyable, more fun. And if your grandparents are anything like my grandparents that I've had the privilege of having and the grandparents I've seen my parents and my in-laws become, there is always going to be something tasty for dessert. Well, Jesus showed himself at that meal, and he reminds us that when we eat together, when we feast together in any way, or when we're just together in spirit as we are now in our own homes, that's where Jesus shows up. He shows up when we are together. Now, I know that we haven't had Joy Kids for a while, and I merely missed you guys, but I hope that you're having fun with your own family, finding ways to find joy every single day, even in a difficult time. I hope that you look forward to, as I do, when the moment where we can get back together and do Joy Kids and then have Joy Kids camp and our hopefully some field trips this summer and some fun events, movie nights and things like that. I look forward to all those things, and I cherish the memories of the occasions we've had in the past. And I know that even though we're not together now, Jesus is with us. And I want you to know that Jesus is with you. And when we get back together, he's especially going to be happy and joyous and laughing just like we are because we miss one another, and we look forward to being together again. Will you pray with me for that today? Dear Jesus, thank you for being with us always. Help us to remember this day as we eat breakfast or lunch or dinner with the people we love, that you are gathered at our table always, that your spirit, that your love are in our hearts forever. And bless us this day and every day of our life. Amen. Look forward to seeing you kids soon. Hope you have a great Sunday.